Hollywood, it's Jimmy Kimmel Live. And now, Jimmy Kimmel!
The whole audience now. We've been bumped up from 50% to 75%. And that's you guys, I guess. And I've been told that all 125 members of our audience are tested, vaccinated, and sexually aroused. Is that the case? I appreciate it. I love it. You all had an extra hour of sleep last night, theoretically, I guess. Did you get an extra hour of sleep last night?
Yeah, everybody did.
You did.
Yeah.
I didn't. Not me. And why? Why do we do this to ourselves? Daylight saving time is something Benjamin Franklin, who has been dead for 230 years, came up with as a joke, and it's still screwing with us. It really was, for no reason. We don't have to worry about conserving whale blubber for our lamps anymore. Here in California, we voted to end this 3 years ago. We passed Proposition 7, which was supposed to give our local authorities the authority to end daylight saving. That was in 2018. It got 60% of the vote, and yet here we are in the dark again at 5 o'clock. I'm going around the house resetting all the clocks, looking at manuals. Enough is enough. I got up before 6 o'clock this morning. Kids don't know it's daylight saving time, okay? I honestly tried to explain it to my 7-year-old daughter yesterday. I finally just gave up. I was like, yeah, go to bed. I don't know what it is. By the way, you know who is in charge of daylight saving for the government? The Secretary of Transportation, Pete Buttigieg. Mayor Pete is in charge. And last time he was on our show, I asked him to end it. He said he'd see what he could do. You know what he did? He did nothing. He did nothing at all. But now I'm hopeful because Pete Buttigieg has 2-month-old twins now, and now maybe he'll understand what a nightmare this is. Save us, Penelope and Gus Buttigieg. Those are his baby's names. But even history's worst man, Donald J. O. Trump, supports not supporting it. Making daylight saving time permanent is okay with me, he tweeted. This is back when he was allowed to. This is a bipartisan issue. Let's get a hashtag going, whatever we have to do to encourage our Secretary of Transportation to move on this so we don't have to go through it again next year. Hashtag give daylight saving the... Oh, no one will be able to spell that. Forget it. The pickleball is in your court, Pete. Get this done. You will be carried through the streets of Washington on the exhausted yet thankful shoulders of this nation's parents. Please, get this done. Thank you. Well, by the way, it only took about 3 weeks, but our crazy ex-president finally weighed in on the tragic onset shooting involving Alec Baldwin. Mara Lardo went on a local radio talk show host podcast to suggest that Alec Baldwin may have loaded the gun himself.
Maybe he loaded it. Who, remember this, who would put a gun, here, Alec, here's your gun. Oh, good. Lift it up. Pointed at a person and pulled the trigger, and oh man, a bullet came out, she's dead. So there's something wrong with him. He's a sick guy. I've seen it for years because he did a poor job of, you know, imitating me. Him, Daryl Hammond did a great job, if you remember Daryl.
He started at murder and somehow worked his way around to Daryl Hammond. And if you're wondering how a former president of the United States could say something so reckless, insensitive, and wrong, I'm just surprised it took him this long. I'm almost proud of him for holding out 3 weeks. Have you been following the Twitter feud between Ted Cruz and Big Bird? After the FDA approved the vaccine for children ages 5 to 11, Big Bird tweeted, I got the COVID-19 vaccine today. You know, Big Bird's like a 6-year-old. My wing is feeling a little sore, but I'll give my body an extra protective boost that keeps me and others healthy. Ted Cruz, who noticed, lashed out. He wrote, government propaganda for your 5-year-old. This is how they think. If the government says it, it's propaganda. If Congress does it, it's socialism. If the executive branch does it, it's fascism. If the president says it, he's a dictator. And if the media says it, it's fake news. The elections are rigged, the deep state runs the world, and Big Bird is working for Merck now. And it's interesting because not only is Ted Cruz vaccinated himself, Ted Cruz was born with an immunity that protects him from contracting any friends. But the truth is, I think maybe Ted's still sore about Big Bird's most recent book, Big Bird Visits Cancun to Find Ted Cruz's Balls. Spoiler alert, he never finds them, so.
Remember to watch Jimmy Kimmel Live weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central, only on ABC.